music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, good evening. Yes, indeed. I'm on live once again tonight. Friday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, we have an open forum, actually. I planned it that way. We need to spend a little time really talking amongst ourselves, ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls. We really do, because we've had so many topics and guests over the last week and a half or so that I think it's time to do a little chitty-chatty ourselves, as they say. And among the topics tonight I'm going to touch on will be how George Bush will give the Kremlin fox the keys to the American chicken coop. How George W. Bush would integrate U.S. and Russian defense systems. Mr. Gates and Condi Rice are on a mission to Moscow. More than just passive cooperation. The People's Republic of China develops a system for a surprise attack on U.S. space assets. The CFR downplays near-term Chi-Com military threat. Will Houston become Red China's gateway to America? Texans must choose federal funds or constitutional rights. The NAFTA superhighway strongly pushed by GWB bureaucrats. Every illegal alien household has cost the U.S. taxpayer $22,000 a year. These and much more to talk about tonight. And you know the number. I'm not going to take calls right up front, but I will, during the program, will invite callers. I just want to establish a few things here tonight and bring some news to your attention. The number is 800-313-9443. Toll free from anywhere. Don't forget Republic Broadcasting Network in your prayers and in your checkbooks if you are so inclined, if you have the wherewithal to do anything. Certainly any amount is appreciated, and you can go online to the website at republicbroadcasting.org, or you can even call the network during the weekdays, regular business hours, 800-724-2719. That's the number, right? Yes, that's the number, 800-724-2719. All right. When we come back, I want to start off with a column from an organization. It's a Catholic group, actually, the American TFP, as it is called, Organization for Traditional Family and Property. And a column by one of its writers that has been carried here concerning this hate crimes legislation and more. So when we come back, I want to read a bit of it to you and give you his perspective on the subject. I think you will find it to be most interesting, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the House has passed this bill, and the Senate is now taking up the hate crimes bill. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, will be right back with you in just 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
So we are back to begin the program, and a column that I thought would be interesting to read from is in the internet email of the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property, a Catholic conservative organization. And the column is written by Luis Sergio Solomeo. It is entitled, The Hate Crime Bills, Imposing an Anti-Christian Worldview. And he says, to begin with, homosexual acts are a moral aberration, yet the drive to have them accepted as normal by society continues full steam ahead. Egregious recent examples can be found in two bills under consideration in Congress, which would grant special privilege to those embracing the homosexual lifestyle, and intimidate and punish those citizens whose values and principles are opposed to the moral revolution advocated by the homosexual movement. The first bill is H.R. 2015, 2015, known as the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007. The second is the one we've been talking about, H.R. 1592, the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2007. Sexual orientation, a set of norms linked to a world view. Let us examine the Employment Non-Discrimination Act of 2007, he says. This bill, introduced on April 24th, by openly homosexual congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, applies to everyone who employs 15 or more individuals. For these employers, the bill would make it illegal to refuse to hire or to fire someone because of such individual, actual, or perceived sexual orientation, gender, or identity. For purposes of H.R. 2015, sexual orientation means homosexuality, heterosexuality, or bisexuality. Difficulty with the bill starts with this definition, since law should only deal with external verifiable acts, not merely inner proclivities. The bill should not legislate on sexual orientation, gender, or identity, but simply to actually, alternatively, this is sort of like there's a lot of typos in here in between, so it's difficult to read. However, since the bill does legislate on sexual orientation, we may do well to analyze what this is likely to include. And he gets involved with the noun having to do with sexual proclivity. Then he gets into the core of his statement, which is an anti-Christian worldview imposed by law. And he asks the question, what is the essence of the worldview behind H.R. 2015? Well, it is the one that clearly places homosexuality, bisexuality, on the same footing with heterosexuality. This is tantamount to presenting that which stems from nature, heterosexuality, as equal to that which opposes it, homo and bisexuality, and to attach the same moral values to both, thus showing a complete philosophical and moral relativism. The bill, therefore, aims to impose on the nation relativistic, amoral, and necessarily anti-Christian worldviews, opposed not only to the revelation, but also to the natural law as perceived by human reason. The anti-Christian worldview is ideological and provides the philosophical rationale for the homosexual movement and its liberal allies. And then he goes on to say that even if gays obtain non-discrimination laws, hate crimes, and domestic partnership benefits, those can do little to counter the underlying moral condemnation, which will continue to fester beneath the law and generate hostility, fuel hatred, hate crimes, and support conversion therapies, encourage gay youth suicide, and inhibit the full social acceptance that is our goal. On the other hand, if we convince people that homosexuality is fully moral, then all their inclination to disseminate, engage in gay bashing, or oppose gay marriage disappears. So if the gay movement, whether we acknowledge it or not, is not a civil rights movement, not even a sexual liberation movement, but a moral revolution aimed at changing people's views of homosexuality, then that is the core of the issue. Employers will be forced to hire libertines and cross-dressers. H.R. 2015 is the Barney Frank bill. That's his bill. Here's a man in Congress, and these are my comments, who, of course, abused his privileges by having sexual relations with and apparently very close personal congressional relations with one Stephen Gobey, one of his call guys. And, of course, he was merely slapped on the wrist for his indiscretions and his violation of so-called house ethics. And then he was allowed to go right back to business as usual. Here's a man, Barney Frank, who has absolutely no business being allowed in Washington, never mind in the Congress of the United States. I mean, maybe we could put him in the Holocaust Museum or someplace like that and leave him there, but certainly not in the Congress, the lawmaking body of the national legislature. So here we have 2015. 15, H.R. 2015, dictating how employers must handle transvestites and transgendered individuals who demand access to common showers and locker rooms where nudity might occur. And almost cynically, he says, it stipulates that employers will have the right to demand that transvestites or transgendered individuals adhere to reasonable dress of grooming standards of the sex that he or she is fantasizing about. There is an exception for religious organizations whose primary goal is to teach or practice a religion, or for organizations not completely designated as religious, but whose primary duty is to teach or propagate religious doctrines, or to participate in and or supervise religious rites. Well, as he says, this religious exemption is one more proof of the bill's bad faith. For in half recognizing the violence it perpetuates against religion, it nevertheless tramples underfoot the religious beliefs, regardless of how sincerely held, of employers who are not structured as an organization, a religion. This means every 10 commandments Americans who employ 15 or more people. Goodbye. Goodbye. Take them down. Now he comes to H.R. 1592, the federal so-called hate crime statute, and he does a number on this as well. And, you know, he talks about the perceptions of hate and the definitions of bias and so forth. And as he says, when hatred is the motivating factor for a crime, the latter becomes even more detestable. And this hatred is usually taken into account as a particularly aggravating circumstance. This judicial perspective or prerogative to hand out stiffer or more lenient sentences based on circumstances is our unquestioned tradition. Why then does H.R. 1592 wish to add sexual orientation, gender, and identity to existing laws, placing them on the same footing with religion, gender, national origin, or disability? Which is exactly what the law does. It establishes a new class, those who embrace the homosexual revolution. In both of these bills will have a tremendous chilling effect on expressions of faith and morality in the public square, while granting special status and privilege to homosexuals. So he closes by saying, it is hard not to see here the legislative creation, if you will, of a new class. Actually, a book was written during the Cold War by Yugoslav author Milovan Dijas with this very title. He denounced the emergence of communist rulers as the new privileged social class. And that is the column that I just thought I would share, at least most of it, on these two bills, and one of which we have spent a great deal of time on, as you know, by Mr. Luis Sergio Solomeo. And once again, that from the American Society for the Defense of Tradition, Family, and Property on the Internet. I thought you might want to hear that, but maybe you don't. But anyway, I did. I found it very interesting because commentary now is coming from, from people from all walks of life, all kinds of organizations that are finally beginning to wake up that what is going on is nothing less than a new totalitarianism, a superclass of bureaucrats, privileged individuals and groups who now will prosecute and persecute those of faith who will never accept their ideological or proclivities or fantasies. Rick Adams, be right back with much more Fox News to keep Ron Paul out of debates. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio Free America.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HR. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Yes, we are back, and already people are now adorning the phone lines here, so we'll get to you as time continue on. But I do want to get a few more stories in that I think you should be aware of. Howard Phillips of the Howard Phillips Issues and Strategy Bulletin has made his statements known pertaining to the Bush administration, and one of the things he's mentioned is the question, treason? Bush will give the Kremlin Fox keys to the American chicken coop. And he says the Bush administration is offering Russia a new package of incentives to drop its strong opposition to American missile defense sites in Poland and the Czech Republic, including an invitation to begin linking some American and Russian anti-missile systems, according to senior administration officials. The package includes American offers to cooperate on developing defense technology and to share intelligence about common threats, as well as to permit Russian officials to inspect the future missile bases. The initiatives include offers that are deeper, more specific, and concrete than any previous proposal for cooperation from the administration to the Kremlin. This according to the senior official involved in planning talks with the Russians. Now, in military terms, the American initiative to the Russians on missile defense will include an invitation toward fundamental integration of our systems. So said a senior military officer involved in the discussions. This concept of linking some American and Russian military systems for common missile defense would be at a level that exists in no other area of the United States-Russia military relations. And then we have Mr. Gates and Ms. Rice teaming up with Russian officials in the coming weeks ahead in a series of high-level meetings being scheduled by the Bush administration. Defense Secretary Mr. Robert Gates and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice are talking about something more than just passive cooperation. They're going to continue over the summer and the fall with the Bush and Vladimir Putin and their relationships. And apparently what they're planning is a participatory rape to soothe neo-Soviet concerns. So here we go again. The groundwork is being laid by Mr. Bush and Mr. Gates and Condi over the next few months or so into the fall, ladies and gentlemen, to indeed extend the cooperation to a new level with the Soviet Union in European affairs. So NATO, of course, comes to mind particularly, and what we're seeing now is this competition on the part of the world globalist elite. And this is just another excuse to extend the American empire and to nurture the European empire as well. But there's going to be more discussion about this as the days come ahead. But here's something I wanted to mention to you. You know, Ron Paul has, as you know, been probably the most admired Republican libertarian, if you will, candidate so far, having announced for President of the United States. And as a result of his appearance the other night, we're told from MSNBC and on their reports that Ron Paul right now has come from behind in their poll and is now the number one favored Republican candidate in that particular poll. Now, that's what they're saying. And as a result of this, Fox News, the so-called conservative news network, Rupert Murdoch, okay, is feeling the heat and the dissatisfaction of the American people and will not let the number one Republican candidate be in their debates. This in spite of the fact that Ron Paul has paid the fees to be on the ballot in South Carolina. And everyone should be contacting the South Carolina GOP in their home state and Fox News to tell them what you think about it, obviously. But this debate, you know, like it or not, and agree with Ron on everything or not, is not the point. He is beginning to make an impact and to ring a respondent note, simply because the other candidates are so bad and so horrific and have nothing to say whatsoever relevant to what's going on, that he looks like a knight in shining armor to many of the conservative, at least the conservative wing of the Republican Party. And even some of the people that we're familiar with have weighed in on this, and I'm very happy that they have. Aaron Russo comes to mind, and some of the things that he has, advocated, and certainly a friend of Ron Paul's and a supporter of Ron Paul as well. And he thinks it's just abominable what has happened. Fox News has been nothing more than the other shoe in the legs of the Zionist cabal that run the media. They are very, very, very unfair and unbalanced. And this is one more example of that, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, the break is upon us now. I'll start taking some phone calls on these and any other issues that you feel are relevant to the discussion pot tonight. Rick Adams, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, 800-313-9443 is the number. We shall return.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay. Fellow cattle, we are back, my Eloi brethren, to continue and to expostulate upon a number of subjects tonight. Let me begin with Mr. Joe in Texas. Hello, Joe. You're on the program now.
Hello, Rick.
Yes.
Yes, brother.
Hi, Joe.
God bless you, brother, for, man, all you're doing, man. Every subject that you bring up is truthful, man. And I'm getting ready to go down about 12 midnight down to Eagle Pass, and they're raising cane down there about... you know, the fences and things like that. But I want to go back to the subject about the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
Rick, when I was back in 1978 to 1980, when I was with the Marine Division, the Russians were down there, because you mentioned the Russians. The Russians were down in Central America with the Cubans. The Russians are in Iran with the Iranians. And I know, Rick, that there's a lot of people in Iran that are fighting against their own country and their beliefs and things like that. The Russians were also in Vietnam, and when we get them coming in here like this, and our congressmen are taking advice, our president is taking advice from people from a foreign country, we better look out, brother.
And well, I'm afraid they've been doing that for about 70 years.
Yes, sir. You're correct, man, Rick. I mean, down in Honduras, Nicaragua, the Cubans were there. I was in a parking lot today, Rick. I was in a parking lot today with an ex-Marine, and he told me that, man, he came across so many Russian arms in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Vietnam vet Marine, and his hand was shaking, Rick, because, I mean, a blast and, you know, military experience. But the Russians are so involved, and they're so involved in the gold market and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's not forget China, Red China, as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's
working together once again. You know, you're going to see this unification because there never really was a real Soviet-Sino split. That
right.
was a tactical, rhetorical thing, and it was meant as part of the Manichaeism of the New World Order at the time.
Exactly, Rick. And when you start getting arms, like down in Central America, I mean, you know what's going on and with Chavez,
yep.
and Venezuela,
uh-huh.
and things like that. But when you're a veteran, you start seeing all these arms from enemies that are Russian made. You know there's something wrong, man. God bless our congressmen, man, that are fighting for us and things like that.
Well, there are a few, the remnant there, and there are too few, obviously, but there are a few who are holding out and standing up against the sellout. So thank God for them, yes.
Yes, sir.
Let's be grateful to the Father in heaven. And let's be grateful that so far we've been able to forestall the inevitable, and we are doing everything we can, humanly possible, to make our protests and our exposures known to the world around us, whether they want to hear it, Joe, or not.
Yes, sir. And like one of the callers that calls in, I think it's Joe from up north, man.
Yes.
Sparks, is that his name?
Sparks. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, but he quotes a scripture, man.
Oh, God. Joe Church, yes. He's
yeah,
on the
Joe,
line. Yes.
I love Joe Church, Rick, and he states it like it is, man. And I'm getting ready to go down tonight to help our border, and Eagle Pass is a wreck, man. I mean, they don't want the fences. They don't want all this stuff, and they say that Texas and Mexico should be, you know, like basically, Rick, we should allow them in. And, but God bless Joe Church and you, Rick, and man, keep up the good work. But
I will.
I'm going to go down there, man. I'll be
good
back.
For you.
I'm going back down there, and I'm going to be back Monday. And,
amen. Looking forward to hearing you again, Joe.
Hey,
bless
love you.
You,
man. I love you, and tell Joe Church I love him, too.
All right, we'll tell him. He's on the lines now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Joe. You're good. All right, let's continue now. We have Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hi. Yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah. It's funny, when I was on the other line there waiting, I heard a boop-like sound. I heard the same sound like when I was calling the Congress today. I just wondered whether it's your machine or your equipment. Or
I don't know. I didn't hear any boomfing.
No, yeah, well, it was when I was holding.
It's probably George Bush burping.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you know, I did some checking out today.
All right.
And I found out that all five of these traitors, Murphy, Christopher Shays, Larson, Courtney, and DeLauro, all voted yes for H.R. 1592.
Five, now, they're from Connecticut, right?
Yes, that's right.
Right.
And the two from Maine... And that is Tom Allen and
mm-hmm.
Michael Michaud, M-I-C-H-A-U-D,
mm-hmm.
also
Michaud,
voted
yep.
yes. Also voted yes.
Of course.
For the bill. Matter of fact, no. Now those two when I called them, they told me that they helped sponsor the bill. I mean, they were the ones behind it, putting it on the floor.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, there is an ADL office located, I don't know if they're all located in every state, okay, but Hamden has an anti-defamation league office. That's the only one.
Hamden, Connecticut, yes.
Yeah, Hamden, Connecticut, that's right. Now, when I call Congressman Bishop and Congressman Cannon of Salt Lake City, Utah, they both voted no.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. The other one in Salt Lake City that begins with a last name with an M, I can't pronounce it, like Mathers or Matthews or something,
mm-hmm.
he voted yes.
Yep.
There's
yes.
only one congressman in Montana, in the entire state of Montana, there's
mm-hmm.
only one.
That's right. There's one district.
Such a small, yeah, right, the population, right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Dennis Rehberg, or Rehberg, R-E-H-B-R-G. He voted no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, I don't. We got to get rid of some of these people. I mean,
well, right now we're going to concentrate on the Senate all weekend.
Yeah, I know.
And make some big noises over the weekend and the beginning of the week when they try to bring it up for a vote, and hopefully it will be defeated. And then we go from there to the next step, which would be the White House. And Bush claims that they're going to veto the bill anyway.
Oh,
and,
that's bull. If he says yes, he means no. If he says no, he means yes.
I don't trust anything he says, no matter whatever the reason or the tactical reasons behind it, until it actually happens. So we'll have to see. But the bill itself, you know, has been, you know, debated and will be debated. Amendments will be offered again. And it doesn't matter. In any form, it is bad legislation. And at least the rhetoric of Bush is correct in this instance. We don't need federal intervention in a local law enforcement situation.
No, you don't need local hate crimes bill. I'm sick
No, but you don't need any federal. There's not a role for the federal government, period.
Yeah, but I'm sick of this country with all this stuff, with all this...
Oh, on any level, yeah. But we're talking strictly about Congress now, and they have no role to play in this. None. Absolutely none.
Well, they don't really have a role to play even when it comes to gun legislation, really.
Well, that's true. They don't. They have very little to do, actually. If you want to get back to the Constitution, there's very little the Congress needs to do.
All right, let me tell you what Jackie Petru told me about...
Now, who's Jackie Petru?
All right, Jackie Petru is a talk show host, but not as prominent as you are on the Internet, Sweet Liberty, but she knows a lot about all this stuff. She does the stuff that you do, that you do.
All right, okay. You can skip that. Go ahead. Get to the point.
She knows John Steinmetz.
Right.
Anyway, she told me that you could check this out. She said that Ron Paul did vote for an amnesty with the immigrants, with the illegal aliens, not immigrants, a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said most people don't check the records to know. Now, I don't have the computer. She does.
Well, Ron Paul, remember, is more of a libertarian than anything. And Ron Paul favors a lot of things that many of our people do not favor, because he looks at it as a freedom issue, the freedom to come, you know, the freedom to become American and so forth. Now, he's changed in some of his views, which I don't know. I mean, if we can, we don't really trust anybody in office right now, really, and truthfully can't be given full trust.
Right.
But he has adapted and adopted to the issues, and I think, quite frankly, you know, to be honest with you, it's for nothing, because there's no way that any honest man is going to become president. Let's get that straight. Let's get that straight from the get-go.
I'll tell you this, though. If they didn't control the presidential voting and running the votes through the Pentagon, and you didn't have all of that, right,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a public way of making sure
mm-hmm.
that the thing isn't rigged and the people actually did vote the way they voted, then there'd be nothing they could do about it.
No, I know.
That's the thing. We really have to...
All right, Henry, we have to move along. So what's your final point now that you want?
That's it. Except that you mentioned something about a poll that he was approved, Ron Paul was...
Fox. Well, the poll from MSNBC is what we're told, so supposedly shows him as coming from way out in ambiguity land to the front because of his views on the Constitution, the war, being a consistent opponent of interventionism right from the beginning, America First Committee, that sort of thing, you know. And I think that, those sentiments right now, yeah, if articulated properly, would ring a very strong sentiment of agreement with the American public. That's why Fox and the other networks are not going to allow people like that to be a part of the debate process much longer, because they know that once this snowball begins, it's going to be difficult to stop it. The American people are really very restless right now. The natives are restless, and we have to keep them bombarded
and the barbarians
with propaganda.
Are coming to the door.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Mention Tom Tancredo. I'm going to go and find out how he was doing. If you've got any stuff on that, okay.
No, I don't have anything on him right now. Thank you, Henry.
All right, bye.
We'll talk about that as programs continue during the course of events. But let me continue. 800-313-9443, and we're talking about a myriad of issues, as you can see tonight. Ernie in Virginia is next. Hello, Ernie.
Hello, Rick. Good show, and enjoying the discussion covering contemporary issues. And first of all, on Bush's integrity and maybe doing the 180, says one thing and then does the other.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember back in January, the administration promised they would voluntarily stop the illegal surveillance of telephone conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And follow the procedure to go to the FISA court for warrants. Well, apparently that has all changed, and the administration has reneged and told Congress this week they would not be fulfilling that pledge the president made last January.
There you go.
And that was discussed in Joel Skousen's World Affairs brief today.
Yeah.
Among other
Bingo.
Things.
Bingo.
Yes. And I, to a certain extent, agree with Henry on his last comment, but the real game that the powers to be play is they select the presidential candidates, and we just end up with the same the powers to be puppet candidate from either party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the last election, two Skull and Bones candidates and the link back to the Illuminati, the international banking crowd. But then you got to wonder what's going on with the president's veto and no intention of leaving Iraq, and they won't have a time, date specific to withdraw. They have no desire to withdraw, it's clear. They want to invade Iran and Syria. That's on the agenda.
Yeah, right now they have to play the diplomacy game, though.
Oh, absolutely. One step at a time.
Right.
Mark, you brought up the negotiations with Russia and peacemaking, and then the Russians and the U.S. Well, the Russians will sell out the Iranians.
And now Mr. Gates, Robert Gates, the new Secretary of Defense, CFR Gates, has been begging the communists to take our secrets. Can you believe this?
Oh, well, I know. Isn't it amazing, the treason that never ends with this administration?
No, absolutely not.
And we have the open borders, the last Congress before the takeover in November with the Democrats winning, and people fed up with the war in Iraq and corruption in the administration. We get no real change, but we got the continuous invasion. We don't see the fence being built, and that's the most cost-effective way to stop the invasion. They have no intention of doing that. They're going to break us culturally, and they're going to break us financially, and that's the game plan. But on another score, you mentioned Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. He was outstanding in the presidential debates, although not the most didn't have the most charisma of the candidates. He's very clear, very concise in his words, and he's a constitutionalist. And one of the things that Skousen wrote about in that debate, in his World Affairs brief today, he did mention something about Ron Paul. He said that with a very direct approach, he criticized the war for the right reasons, said he would abolish the IRS, and made a clear case for taking away the Fed's power to inflate our money supply.
Mm-hmm.
He dared bring up the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Now you know why Fox doesn't want him on.
Oh, absolutely. And also, several times the liberal Democratic moderator, and that's what blew my mind, how does Chris Matthews run a Republican presidential debate and be the moderator when he's clearly so biased from the left?
Yep.
And Matthews made slurring remarks, and I saw this repeatedly and cut off Ron Paul, and it made me sick. But this is what he said. For example, on the issue of whether or not to change the Constitution to allow for Arnold Schwarzenegger to run for president, mm-hmm. Most said no. And Ron Paul said, quote, "I'm a no because I'm a strong supporter of the original intent," end of quote. Matthews shouted his disgust by signing, "Oh, God," and cut him right off.
Yep.
And that was the attitude. But despite that, and I was watching MSNBC this morning, and they had on their online results that Ron Paul was the clear winner in the debate.
Yes, that's exactly what I said,
Right, but the clear loser, there were two clear losers. One was McCain. Okay, and the other was Giuliani. But what did the press do? They spin it. And they spin it to suggest Giuliani won.
How bad a candidate is just by the media spin.
Oh, yeah.
When they praise a candidate or portray him as a lofty or her as a lofty candidate, you know they're NG, no good.
Absolutely.
And you know, when they denigrate them or, you know, poo-poo them, those are the ones that should be given the most credibility, actually.
Right. Now,
Can you hang on, Ernie?
Oh, yes, Rick.
Good. I want you to hang on because we're going to take a quick break, and I want to pursue this with you further. Stay tuned for more talk. Right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Yes, we're back now with more talk right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Ernie, you have brought up some very significant tidbits here about this sham, this absolute disgrace that they have referred to as presidential debating. I mean, it's so amateurish. I think when we were in college and I was doing forensics, you know, the debate society, it was far more professional and intelligent than what we're witnessing on national and international television today.
I couldn't agree more, Rick. And what is so unbelievable, not only was it not a debate, but it was so bad, and people who watched it then are manipulated by the media analysis after the show to try to get them to be brainwashed and so manipulated. In fact, Joel Skousen writes, 30%, this is a whopping 30% thought Giuliani performed the best with all the rest down below 15%. This was the media reporting after that last night. Giuliani was so uninspiring, Skousen writes, those polling numbers had to be manipulated, which is easy to do when you have a computerized telephone list pre-sorted for liberal Republican responders. But as I've long predicted, this is Joel Skousen in his World Affairs brief today, Giuliani is the establishment insider's man, and they will move hell and high water to get him elected. They are shooting to make him the FDR of World War III. He will sell us. he will sell us into the New World Order, and there will be no return.
Yep, and he'll protect us from another 9/11.
Oh, absolutely. And before I close, I would like to urge your callers to call their senators Monday and say no to Senate Bill 1105. That's the Senate's hate crimes bill.
Yep.
And also call your congressman, continually call your congressman, and ask for a withdrawal from NAFTA. And there is a congressional resolution, number 22. We need to get out of NAFTA to save middle-class America. And also Congressional Resolution 487, sponsored by Congressman Virgil Goode of the 5th Congressional District of Virginia, which advocates no North American Union and no NAFTA superhighway.
Amen. And we have a number of states now that are rejecting real ID. I think there's like 38 or almost 40 states, is that right?
Have
considered or are actually adopting resolutions in opposition to the Real ID Act.
Oh, absolutely, but many of the states are doing it for the wrong reason. They are arguing they don't have the funds. They're terming it an unfunded mandate, and as Congressman Ron Paul pointed out in the presidential debate, it's an invasion of sensitive information. We should maintain privacy, no national ID, no national database, and certainly if you establish a database, not to share it with the fraudulent criminal Mexican government that this administration wants to share with when they create their regional government under the North American Union, and when it's fully implemented in 2010. And I've heard other callers talk about where is the agreement that the Canadians and Mexicans get to read, but the American people and citizens have yet to read. What this administration is doing to railroad us into bankrupting our country, abolishing the dollar to create this euro. And where is that agreement for people to read? And where is there an agreement for people to express their views on? They want to get rid of public speech, no criticism of the government, and that's what this hate crime legislation is about.
Absolutely.
Step
the
by
powers
step.
That be, absolutely. They're immune from any criticism.
Absolute control.
But you know what? They're not going to get it from me, and they're not going to get it from you.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll fight them tooth and nail. Amen. Thank you very much, brother. Okay, Ernie. We'll be back. Hour number two coming right up of Real Talk Radio, right here on Uncensored Radio, Free America, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.